if you can't drop the N-bomb without your team being penalized for 15 yards.
That's what they're trying to do at the owners' meeting next month. That's exactly what the topic of conversation is going to be. 15 yards for the first use and ejected from the game for the second. But what they're saying, they want this rule to basically be implemented from the parking lot to the locker room, equipment room, everywhere.
But you go into an NFL locker room, and that word is banter about, you know, in some ways, an affectionate way. And like a lot of people get upset
most
about
times,
that.
Most times.
Yeah, but, you know, the white players are not saying that to the black players. I'm absolutely sure that's not happening. I don't know how y'all feel about that rule. Let's go right to the lines. 1-877-PARSHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. Hey, Stupid, however, I don't know if you guys saw the Outside the Lines documentary yesterday on the use of, with Common. It was pretty, you know, enlightening, and not that I needed it, but maybe some of those who don't understand the history might have. But, I mean, I don't see how they're going to be able to enforce it, but it was definitely long overdue in reference to what happened with Jonathan Martin and Incognito. I guess that they're anteing up the situation. But Roger Goodell, he just seems like a mini dictator in that league for all intents and purposes. He's trying to regulate everything. I mean, your outside life is viewed and then punished and some other things. So he has some issues, but, you know, it's been long overdue. He needs
to really deal with the image of the league as far as some of these players. The
other things going on.
You know, with the drunk driving and the other things. I don't know. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ. It's Tracy. I'm not real big on using that word, but it's 2014. What took the NFL so long? I mean, in my mind, it's just another way to make money. I mean, how are you going to really
control? I think all the black NFL owners got together and said, hey, this has got to wait.
That's not possible. We don't have any
black owners. Oh, we don't have the money?
Well, we have the money, but you got to be voted in by the good old boys.
You got to be the club.
That's right.
You have to be voted in, buddy.
Otherwise, Bob Johnson would have been an owner a
long time ago.
Interesting. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ and Cool. How y'all doing this morning?
Just fine, my N.
Hey, so my opinion is that that's a word that can't be legislated, and I don't see the NFL. I don't see why the NFL should try and legislate it, because the word itself has so meaning, you know, to people in the community,
right.
And that's not something you can legislate.
Right, because what if a guy calls a guy a nincompoop and the referee mishears it? Yeah. I mean, because you imagine you're in Seattle, and you know how loud that crowd is.
It's loud, the 12th man,
Anything that begins with the N, you're out of there. But, you know, I don't know. This is kind of interesting that they're going to regulate a word. And does it change anything?
I don't think so. I mean, really, like I said, it's not a problem in a sense, whereas you have white people saying it to black people. It's really like good job. And
it's a very divisive word to a lot of people.
With a double meaning.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Your comment.
My comment is that word needs to be quit use, period. Not only in NFL, but out in society, period. But just the sound of that word sounds uneducated and just plain stupid. So it needs to be banned, period.
Yeah, and also, you know, people say it's how you say it.
Right.
But like you said, it's a word that obviously hurts to a number of people. You know, everybody knows my position, and a lot of people disagree with me, but I just think that we just got to stop owning words. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not owning that word.
Right. I mean, but...
You know, it's not applicable to me. And if it's utilized at me or if I have used it, I'm very careful as to where I use it. And if I'm joking, a lot of times I'm just joking.
I just think where the players are concerned, it's mostly being used as a term of endearment.
Right, yeah.
I don't think it's been a problem.
With the GA thing, you know, as opposed to the ER thing.
Oh, yeah, well, we know that.
Good morning, hello.
Hey, I think that word is just, first of all, again, like the caller said, it's 2014.
Right.
You know, sometimes we have to look past the words, and I know it's hard to say. I have biracial children. I'm a white man, and I have biracial children. And my kids get called that at school right now. They go to predominantly white schools.
Right.
And I tell them to look past it. I know it's hard because I hear my wife's family, and it does make me sad. And she's right, though. For the NFL to try to legislate a word like that and try to do something like that, it's really hard. And you're exactly right. What if any NI word comes out and a ref says, oh, here, you're going to get fined now, or there's a penalty for it? It is kind of hard, and I agree.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate your kids have to endure that, but, you know, it sounds like you're on top of it and you prepared them for it, you know, because unfortunately, you know, kids are cruel, and they're going to do what they can to, you know, to upset the apple cart. But, hey, listen, it is a very divisive word, and I understand the intent. I think their heart's in the right place.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's going to do any good.